Hello, 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 hearties. Here I am. Attempt two, because I had no sound. Have no idea. Well, I think I have fixed it, but I don't know why it happened. So I'm going to wait for people to arrive. Let me know if you can hear me. If you are watching this on the recording, probably the only people watching right now are watching the recording. So if you are, then well done for making the effort to come and catch up on these recordings. I know you'll get just as much from this week. Now, those of you, yay, Malia has arrived and she can hear me. Malia, thank you so much. Whoa. I'm not going to pretend that was a really stressful moment. I don't really know why I didn't have the audio, but I clicked around a little bit and I'm so relieved to find out that it's working. Whew. And I don't have anybody on standby to help me with my tech either. So I can, it's not my natural zone. So I can get a bit in a bit of a flap, but we are here now. So thank you, everybody. Evgenia, Sabine, Julie, Sarah. I'm so pleased you can hear me. So we can. I can take a deep breath and begin again. So here we are. I was just saying, we're on day two. So the five essential steps to enrolling paying clients. I do, as with yesterday, I want to try as hard as I can to keep this to just 30 minutes because I know that makes the recordings so much easier and more digestible for you all. And also it means that you know that you can drop in. If I can get this to 30 minutes, you can trust me to drop in and spend 30 minutes here in the morning, then go off, get on with the rest of your day, and come back if you've got any questions you want to dive deeper. Come to the Q&A mentoring call. This evening we've got the hot seats. And so an email has already gone out with a link for you to apply to the hot seats. And then we've got the next Q&A mentoring call on Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Although I am thinking about possibly slotting in an extra one tomorrow. So watch this space. So if you're here, if you've typed something in, that means that you get 1 point for being here live. You will also get 1 point for filling out your secret word, which is coming up shortly on this session. So let me get cracking with what we're here to talk about, which is how to get paying clients in five straightforward steps. So what I see is I see a lot of confusion in people's minds about what it actually takes to get clients. And what this confusion translates into is doing a lot of activity and then burning out on it or getting deflated because you haven't got the results to show for it. And it's not necessarily that you're not doing the things I'm about to talk about. You're probably doing all of them, maybe some of them, but you're not clear about it. It's not done in a strategic way. And so, what I'm aiming to do with this lesson today is to demystify that confusion around getting clients, what that process is, why the action that you're taking might not be yielding the results you really want. But this isn't so much about a cookie cutter, follow these steps, do it my way. Do it exactly this way and it will work. Think of these steps more as principles. And if you think of them as principles, then you can find your own unique way to apply what I'm talking about. Now, what I'm talking about today works equally whether you are doing this online or offline. The only thing is that offline, it can usually happen more quickly. You don't need to set anything techie up. You don't even need a social media profile. So it's very simple. There's a much lower barrier to getting started if you're doing it offline. It also applies the same whether you're selling one-to-one or one-to-many. The principle's the same, just how you go about doing it will be different. So if you are in an early stage of your business and you are aiming to enroll one-to-one clients, what you actually do in practice will be a little different from if you're an established business, you've already got all of your online assets in place, and you're looking to enroll large numbers of people into group programs. But so I'm talking about these principles that apply to either of those scenarios, online or offline, one-to-one or one-to-many. But what I'm not talking about today is long-term client attraction. I'm not talking about list building. I'm not talking about more advanced strategies like creating a lead magnet. All of that will follow later in stage three. And, in the membership, which is going to be opening for enrollment this evening, I teach a lot of the long term, what will make your business easier over the long term. But what if you're just starting out in business and you just need your first few paying clients? Or what if you've been in business for a number of years, but you're in one of those places in business where maybe money's got tight, things feel like they've dried up a little, and you just need immediate income, right now, in the next week or two. You don't have time to spend 3 or 4 weeks creating a free giveaway and then spend 12 months growing a mailing list or create and market and build a new webinar. You just need clients now. But the same principles, as I said, will map across to those more established, to the more established business as well. So 5 straightforward steps. So what happens typically is you start your business, and after a while you realize, oh gosh, I don't know where these people are coming from. Where are the clients coming from? It's not actually as easy as I thought it was going to be. And what happens is you start, after a while, you start to go online looking for answers. And online, there are lots of people teaching you what you can do. And people are typically teaching what worked for them, but what worked for them might not be right for you, or it might be right for you, but it might not be effective at your stage of business. But you also go online and you look at what other people are doing, and you take that as your guide for what you could be doing. But here's the thing, you can only see what they're doing. What you can't see is what's actually working for them. And you can only see what's visible. And what's visible is like you're broadcasting. And I'll talk more about this later on. What you cannot see when you go online looking for answers is all the people who are attracting clients in ways that are not publicly visible. And because it's not publicly visible, not only you don't just discount it, but you don't even know it's happening to consider it in the first place. So most of what I've done in my business in terms of attracting clients isn't visible to the outside world, to the general public. So I don't want you to make the mistake of thinking that the only way you can attract clients is what you see other people do, because you're typically seeing that on social media, maybe on YouTube. So 5 essential steps, but even though I've started talking about marketing, only one of these essential steps is actually about marketing. So just to warn you, we're not starting with that. And actually, starting with the marketing is often the mistake that people make. So step one is do the work on your ideal client and have a sticky message. Have the patience to do the work, so that you have a message that has your ideal client know that you are for them and know that they want to find out more. And this is the foundation of a business that will feel in flow, where your marketing can feel relatively effortless. And if you feel that you're doing a lot of marketing activity and you don't have much to show for it, this will be the most likely reason. It's not the only reason, but it's the most likely reason. Because if it's not crystal clear what you do, who you help, specifically how you help, and the value you bring, people are just going to scroll on past you, or they're going to just very politely say it was nice to meet you and move on to the next person. So there are two areas where people tend to fall down when it comes to their messaging. One of them is selling your tools or your modality instead of selling the end result or the outcome. And this would be where you introduce yourself as a hypnotherapist or a coach or a crystal healer or a sales trainer or a marketing consultant, because typically people are not looking for tools and modalities. They're looking for solutions to problems. And if they, the danger is that if they are searching for tools and modalities, like for example, their friend had hypnotherapy, so now they're looking for a hypnotherapist, they tend to approach it more like a commodity. They're more likely to query your price because they expect to pay whatever it was their friend paid. It's more like commodity. And actually, your clients probably don't particularly care what you call the thing you do, what your process is that you're going to help them with. They don't particularly care whether you're a crystal healer or a hypnotherapist or an EFT practitioner, or whether you're going to give them herbal medicine, or whether you're going to give them a blue pill and ask them to run around a tree 3 times every morning. They would take whatever it is that you offer as long as they believe that it will help them get the results or outcome that they want. Now, the second problem where people often fall down is a tendency to describe what they do rather than communicate it in the way that I teach it, which is what I call a captivating introduction. Now, I dig deep into this in the membership. So, any of you who are joining the membership, you're going to be going on a journey of digging deep into this. But when you describe yourself, you'll get a response from people, and that response goes a bit more, a bit like, oh, okay, now I know what you do. And then they move on. They're not necessarily registering that you are for them. And this would be like if you met me somewhere for the first time and asked me what I do, and I said I'm a business mentor. It would land with you what I do, but you wouldn't necessarily have an internal response that goes, oh my gosh, that sounds like me. That sounds like my problem. I want to know more. And this would be the difference between me saying, like, I'm a business mentor, or I'm a sales trainer, and saying, I work with heart-centered business owners who want a great business but struggle to get clients because they feel so uncomfortable when it comes to sales. And I help them to sell in ways that feel genuinely authentic and comfortable so they can enroll more clients and do the work that they feel called to do. That creates what I call that feeling of, I call it recognition, where when you introduce yourself, whether it's online or offline, the client recognizes it. There's this feeling of, oh my gosh, that's me. I want to know more. And you do need the patience to be willing to do this work, to be willing to commit to do it, because it does take time to craft a message that really lands with people. But once you've got it forever. So it's really worth not rushing this. And in particular, if you're wanting to do most of your marketing online, there is no room for error. It's really unforgiving out there. If you can't capture the attention and have people like captivated by you and wanting to know more within literally seconds, then they've moved on already. And so, this is the secret really to a business that does feel more effortless and where you start to see those results for your activity. And so, within the membership, this is the very first training at the very beginning of stage one. And some people have been in business for 6 years and they come into the membership and this is where they start on the crafting your message. So that's step one. Step two is be clear on what you're selling. Now, this is probably totally obvious as a statement. And if you're already selling online, then you've already done the work to figure this out. Otherwise, you wouldn't be putting offers out and people wouldn't be buying from you. But a lot of people trip themselves up. And I see this a lot when you're selling one-to-one, that you're not completely clear yourself what you're offering. And because you're not completely clear, you don't feel confident to make a really confident invitation to people to come into your sales process. You feel sort of uncertain, you feel hesitant. And usually, this is either because of a lack of clarity. You're just not sure. You haven't figured it out yet. You don't know how you're going to structure it. You don't know how you're going to price it. Or it can be because you want to bespoke it to the particular client in the moment. And the problem with wanting to bespoke it and tailor it to your client is that actually, when you present it, it can come across to the client as if you're unsure. And again, it leads to your whole sales container feeling really a bit wobbly and like you're not really sure yourself. So, what you're wanting to do here is to create something that's designed to give your client the end result or outcome that they want. Now, this is actually a really important distinction. It's really worth asking yourself the question, is when you look at what you offer, does your ideal client actually want to buy it from you? Right? Do they want it? Or have you created what you want to sell? And often they're different. What your client wants from you and what you think you want to sell can be quite different. I don't have time to go into examples of that today, but I can do on the Q&A calls. So what you're wanting to do here is create a package, a program. It might be a retainer, some sort of contract, something that is designed from the beginning to give your ideal client the end result that they want. You'll make it tangible by giving it a name and by being able to describe the outcome. And then you'll decide a price. Now, for the sake of time today, I'm not going to go into like the intricacies of how you set your price. We did start talking about it on the mentoring call last night, though, if anyone wants to go back and pick that up. But for the sake of time today, I'm just going to say, just pick a price, any price, and go start selling. Because you can change it at any time, but at least if you've picked something, you can get moving, you can move forward. So what you're aiming for here is to be crystal clear on what you offer, that what you offer feels tangible, that you know how to explain it to your client in terms of benefits and value to them, and then you will very confidently state the price because you're really confident around all of that at that price point. So, of course, inside the membership, there is a training in there. Again, it's in stage one resources to help you design your first package or program and set the price. And you know, it's a process to take you through all of that. So by the end of that training, you're clear you've got the thing that you're selling. Because without that, it can really, I've just noticed over the years, it just makes people hold back and hesitate about inviting people in to find out more. So step three then. So far, so good. Fingers crossed I'm doing okay for time, but I'll keep up the pace. Step three, know the next step. Now, in marketing speak, this is also known as a call to action. And if you are joining the membership, you'll hear me refer a lot to your call to action. What's your call to action? Did you put a call to action on? So, and you'll notice here we are on step three already, and we're not talking about actual marketing activity. And that's because people usually rush into their marketing activity too quickly without putting these earlier steps in place that will make that marketing actually work. So they meet you, they either meet you offline or they come across you online and then they disappear again. So it almost doesn't matter what marketing you do. If you've got these four pieces in place before you do your marketing, which is coming up in step five, this is when you'll notice that it actually starts to work. So this next step piece is what's the next step that you want someone to take after they first come across you? So they've met you or they've come across you online and they've had that internal feeling of recognition. Oh my gosh, that sounds like me. I think I want to know more. Now, if you are in a more established business and you have got all of your online assets set up, the call to action may be sign up for my free giveaway, or sign up for my webinar, or sign up for my challenge event, or come and join my Facebook group. However, if you're in the early days, or you just need an immediate cash flow injection, then what you want to do is just invite them to a conversation. So you don't need anything fancy. You don't even need anything set up online to invite somebody to a conversation. And this feels like the perfect spot to introduce the secret word for today. And the secret word for your secret word form is sales. And of course, that's because we're moving into talking about sales now. So your secret word for your secret word form is sales. Now, the reason I say that your call to action in the early stages of your business will be to invite them to a conversation is because it's really this simple. If you're having conversations, you will get clients. And the more conversations you are having about your business, the more clients you will get. Now, not every conversation is going to lead directly to a paying client. Some of them will, but your conversations will also lead to referrals, to other opportunities, to invitations to present to new audiences. And some of those people who don't become clients right now will actually come back to you later. So there's different types of conversations that you can get into. One is a casual coffee. You know, there can be argument for this in the very beginning of a business, but over time, I'm not a big fan of it because what can happen is if you've got no clear agenda for why you're having coffee, you can end up with both of you thinking you're there to sell to the other, and it can feel a bit awkward. The next type of conversation is research calls. These work brilliantly in the early stages of business, and it's why one of the stage one milestones is to do 10 research calls. Then you've got your conversation, your consultation. This is a straight sales conversation. When your client comes to this conversation, they know that they're there to talk about working with you. A lot of people don't, most people prefer not to offer that, some do. And so what I see a lot of people offering is something called a discovery session. And the discovery session's okay, but I much prefer the high value free session. That's the name that I give for it. It's a little different to the discovery session because it's more tangible and it's more clear that you're offering value. So, with the high value free session, you're basically offering your time, your skills, for free to give something of genuine high value in order to draw people into conversation with you and experience what it feels like to be in your working container. It's also your sales conversation. And again, there's training in the members area on how you do this, how you take your high value free session, and how you structure it to deliver the value you've promised for free. And at the same time, it becomes your sales conversation. So when you know what this next step is, then you can use this as your call to action. So wherever you are, whether you're out and about in the offline world or you're online, you can make the call to action. You can invite somebody to that next step. And the secret here is you are crystal clear what that next step is, and your potential client is also crystal clear. So it could be, shall we book in for a conversation this week? It might be send me a DM, it might be an email me, it might be post an emoji, it might be click this link to book into my calendar. But you need to be very clear yourself what is that next step. So step four then is know how to conduct an effective sales conversation. Again, this is so obvious, but so many people just don't take the time to master this. I see a lot of people putting a lot of effort into marketing activity, but how are you going to get somebody from, I'm sort of interested, you've caught my attention, all the way through to actually becoming a paying client? And you do that through knowing how, first of all, structuring your customer journey and your sales process, but then knowing and feeling confident in yourself that you know how to have effective, supportive, respectful sales conversations where you can guide a potential client and help them to make the right decision for them and overcome any concerns or worries that they may have, and basically serve from the heart in that sales conversation. Because when you know that you know how to do that, and you know how to do it in a way that feels good for you and for the client, you can then go out and do marketing to your heart's content because you feel confident inviting them to that next step. And you know how to have a conversation that has a good chance of actually converting them to saying, yes, please. So I teach this in a process called the 7 Steps to Yes. The 7 Steps to Yes sits at the core of my programs. It is available in the membership, but you don't have to join the membership to get that. It is also available on my website. You can sign up there for free. And it's a series of videos. It takes about 21 minutes in total to watch all of it, and you can get that structure for an effective sales conversation. Then step five is, this is where the marketing comes in, right? Step five, you go and get that message from number one, and you put it in front of your ideal client group. And you know that you're putting that message in front, you're going to catch their attention. You're going to have a call to action, what the next step is. You're going to feel confident inviting them to your sales conversation. And in the sales conversation, you feel confident about what you're offering. Like, can you see how actually simple it is? And the problem is that, this is where many of you have gone first without putting those first four steps in place. And of course, this is what we call marketing. Now, I've got news for you, and I'm going to go into this in more detail tomorrow because we've got a whole session on this tomorrow. Marketing is not social media. When I started my business 13 years ago, marketing was not social media. It's also not Facebook ads. Marketing is actually simply letting people know you exist, letting people know who you help, how you help them. And if you think about marketing in those terms, it's not any particular approach. It's simply letting people know you exist. How does that free you up to be creative and find ways of reaching people that you actually enjoy? Are you going to go networking? Are you going to print some flyers? Are you going to write blogs? Are you going to wear a sandwich board and walk down your local high street? Are you going to do social media? And the important thing here is not what marketing you're doing, it's that you're putting that message in front of as many people as possible and ideally offering value as you do it. Now, in terms of marketing, there are three categories of marketing. These are not unique distinctions to me. These are just the three categories of marketing. You've got organic marketing, and this is the stuff that doesn't cost money, but it, sorry. Yes, it doesn't cost money, but it does cost time and energy. So this is things like social media, content creation, going out networking. Then you've got your paid marketing, which does cost money, but doesn't take as much time. but it doesn't work unless you've worked on the foundations that make it work. Then you've got other people's audiences, and this is where how can you harness audiences that already exist so that you're not having to build your own audience up from scratch? And this could be through referral arrangements, speaking, collaborations, being on podcasts, writing guest blogs, and it can really shortcut the process of getting in front of people, especially in those early days. There's also another distinction I make when I talk about marketing, and this is the difference between broadcast marketing and relationship marketing. Now, to circle back to the beginning, you go online, you see what everyone's doing, you think that's what you're supposed to do, but what you're typically seeing is the broadcasting type of marketing, putting stuff out there and hoping that it gets seen by the right people. There's nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't suit all of us. It's some people, they're in their element. For others, like me, a little bit more introverted, a little bit more sensitive, it's not where I feel most comfortable. So I am a big fan of relationship marketing, and this is not visible. You don't see this happening online, but this is where you build genuine relationships, and those relationships lead to clients, opportunities, collaborations, referrals. So there are, not to go too deep into marketing today, but there are a zillion ways you can market your business. But here's the thing, you are not Tesco, and if you're in the US, you are not Costco or Target. You simply do not have the budget or the resources or the team of hundreds of people for you to do all of the marketing things. All you can do is pick one or two and do them really, really well. And again, this is something I encourage you within the membership to come up with your two marketing strategies. And if you choose the right one to two core marketing approaches for you will generate all the clients that you need. I promise you. Pretty much everybody I've ever known who's successful in business, myself included, doesn't do more than one or two marketing strategies. And usually 70% of their clients come from one of them and maybe 20, 30% from the other. So to summarize, so that I can stay on time, I'm doing okay so far. Step one, be clear on your ideal client and have a clear, sticky message to speak to them. Number two, be clear what you're selling because this will give you confidence. Number three, know your next step or call to action. Number four, know how to have an effective sales conversation so you can be confident inviting people in. And then number five, put your message in front of as many as your client audience as possible, adding value as you do that. So let me know if that was useful. And of course, when you type in, if you haven't typed anything yet on this live stream, when you type in, you'll get your point for being here because Jen will be totting those up. And then just to wrap up, few things happening. So tomorrow we've got how to get clients when marketing is making you miserable. And what we're doing there is a more deep dive into step five from today. So we've looked at five essential steps to getting paying clients. Tomorrow we're going deep dive into step five. How can you market and attract clients in ways that actually feel good for you? What things do you need to consider? What if you don't want to do social media? What are the options? We'll explore that. What if you do want to do social media, but how can you fall in love with it and have it feel more in flow? Because any marketing that feels like a huge effort isn't something that you're going to do consistently, and then it's not going to work for you so well. And how can you market in a way that feels like service and supporting and doesn't feel so much like just broadcasting out into the void? Now, there are longer term strategies than I've talked about today, but I talk about these in more detail in the membership. They come a little bit later on in the pathway that I'm talking about today, but tomorrow will be just as relevant for, whichever stage of business you're at. Now, in the membership, we do have an entire marketing vault dedicated to marketing trainings. So whatever marketing you choose, you feel is right for you, there will be a training in there to help you with it. But again, I don't encourage you to try and master every marketing approach. You just want to pick one or two to get started with. Now, we've also got this evening the hot seats. So three fabulous, brave people are going to be selected to be in the hot seat, and everyone else is going to come along and listen in and learn by listening. Also, this evening on the hot seat, I'm going to be opening the Business from the Heart membership for enrollment. And if you're there live on the hot seat session this evening, there'll be A little sneaky extra incentive for any of you who want to jump in early today, but you do have the rest of the week. So there's no pressure for you to join today, but I will be opening enrollment. And just for fun, I'll be adding a little something extra. So you've got a heads up there if you want to start thinking about that. And there will be a special bonus as well for you if you join this week, which is a place on a sticky message clinic that I'm going to hold a couple of weeks after you join the membership. So you can work on your sticky message and then we can get together to fine-tune it and refine it together. I have done this in less than 30 minutes. Can you believe that? High five, Catherine. I'm feeling a little proud of myself. Right, I've just hit 30 minutes. So thank you all for your comments. Charlie, thanks for asking about the form. I will have someone, or I will pop a link here. I'll come back and give you a link for that. It is in some emails, but I think we need to make it clearer. Jane would like to fall in love with social media. Fantastic. So come along tomorrow. And yeah, Tagger, exactly. Your sticky message must not be a long, drawn-out paragraph that makes people fall asleep. It's short, succinct. It's short and to the point, but it's designed to create that feeling of recognition. So, thank you all so much. I'm going to come back and look at all your comments in just a minute because otherwise I'll stay on for too long. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for sticking with me at the beginning when I didn't have my sound. Oh my gosh, my nervous system's calmed right back down again, though, just as well. So I will see you this evening at the hot seat. And if you can't make the hot seats, I'll see you tomorrow morning for how to attract clients when marketing is making you miserable. And let's see if we can come up with some marketing approaches that are actually going to make you feel happy and excited for your business. Have a fabulous day, everybody. I will see you in the Facebook group. Lots of love. Bye-bye.